Hello and welcome to episode 13, part 2 of the Siblings Podcast, where I'm joined by younger brother Mike Dyer. In episode 1, Mike discussed everything about how he started cricket and those early years, and in part 2 we talk about moving on to the adult part of the game and realising what first team cricket is all about. Stay tuned, have a listen to this. This is the Norton and Hales Cricket Club Podcast. Welcome to part 2 of episode 13 of the Norton Hales Cricket Club podcast. I'm joined by my younger brother Michael, and in part 1 we talked about our introduction to cricket in the early days at Longton and kind of what ingrained cricket into probably the biggest part of our social life at that time, before an introduction and moving on to past is new. In this episode we're going to talk about where we both moved on to after that. Michael's already mentioned he'd joined Marshall. And we were both from a senior cricket point of view at Wedgwood. In terms of that season we had at Wedgwood, that was kind of like a bit of a difficult season, really, because I don't think it kind of went as well as everybody else wanted to. I know we had a decent cup run and had to play against Mohammed Asif, Ashcombe, and different things like that. I mean, what were your memories of the season there? Because I know when I moved from Longton to Wedgwood, a lot of people sort of belittled the standard and various different things like that. But the biggest thing that noticed me, having played at Longton, you know, ever since as a kid and, you know, playing on feather beds, was just how much of a different style of playing cricket you had to adopt, playing sort of what was back at the time. You just started the introduction to Division 3, how difficult the game was and kind of how you had to play in a sort of different fashion. How did you find it? Because you must have had a massive contrast from having hard, fast, bouncy decks at Marischal to, you know, slow, low at Wedgwood.
Yeah, I think my memories of Wedgwood, nothing but fond memories, really. Had a great year, enjoyed it. I think like you said, the standard for me was better than second team standard.
Yeah, 100%.
The pitches weren't obviously amazing. I think whenever a team was missing players, which, you know, cricket these days is most weeks, there were a few suspect characters that you didn't get in, like the Premier B. Set up in Premier B, you know, when they were missing a player, you'd get a 13-year-old kid with a great technique, probably plays staffs under 13s or whatever, or you'd get somebody who's, you know, been a few years retired stepping in. In that standard, you were literally getting somebody from behind the bar or whatever. But the majority of the cricketers in that league were decent cricketers. You know, I'd say, like I say, better than your second team level. Some people had paid players as well, and it's introduced me to that. And I think, you know, I could be wrong, but I just feel like the cricket in those lower leagues, just at the first team level, it's just got that little bit more spice on it. That win lose type of game in second team cricket, when you've got no paid bowlers or whatever, it can become very stale, especially if you rack up 250 on a good wicket, getting people out, watching, you know, people who've got good techniques face 60-mile-an-hour bowlers on good decks. It's always going to end in a draw. So, you know, I think that was probably the best bit that I liked. It was a bit more fierce. There were some better cricketers than I'd played against in most teams. And it was a good challenge as well. And I was opening the bowling after a few weeks, I think. And I can't remember exactly how many wickets I got or whatever, but, you know, I remember having a decent season, got a few runs with the bat lower down the order as well, and yeah, just really enjoyed it. It was a completely different test, but it opened my thinking and my my eyes up to playing, you know, first team cricket as opposed to the non-competitive second team cricket, if you'd like.
Yeah, that was my biggest birth. Obviously, I'd had a season before that you came, and that was like the biggest, I suppose, awakening, really, was just how difficult it was. You know, you got a lot of very good cricketers kind of still playing there. People had just made the step down from the Prem. I know Dave Bowden, who was still currently bowling for Staffs at the time, which is one name to that you came up against. And then just some wily old characters, you know, and they definitely let you know what was going on. You have to apologise for the noise there. Typical Amazon drivers just turned up. So we'll carry on. So obviously, at the end of that season, I decided to move on to pastures new at Leek. And I know you sort of decided to extend your stay at Modishaw. What was the sort of thinking behind that?
I think I probably would have stayed at Wedgwood, but, you know, with people leaving and things changing, a few of the guys had already asked me at Modishaw to stay on and play second team there, and I was a bit reluctant to do that, but I was still thinking, you know, I'm 18, I've still got a decent chance of getting in the first team if I can work on the game, so yeah, you know, I'll go and play second team. So yeah, I reluctantly did that, started playing second team there, and again, I don't know the stats behind this or anything like that, but I just remember being more of a batter, which was weird for me because I just had a good season at Wedgwood with the ball particularly. But at Modishaw, I just couldn't seem to, just didn't seem like my kind of pitch to bowl on the top pitch there, playing second team. I can remember getting my first 100 for Longton second team, and the game got rained off at tea. I think I got an 80 odd against Alworth, who were a good second team back then as well. So yeah, I'd really started to mould into this, this batsman who bowls a little bit, really, playing second team cricket. But again, my memories, other than the Talbot Cup games, in which we won the Talbot Shield games, in which we won that year, just didn't get the competitive edge at all. Whilst we were playing in the second team, on the bottom pitch, the team there were playing in the Stone League, and they just won that. And at the end of the season, I just had a few chats with people about why couldn't they come into the league properly as a new team and form this Modishaw A. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know the full ins and outs, but I know I was definitely one of the key people in introducing the Modishaw A team, and you know, very quickly put my name in the hat to captain that side, because what I'd seen at Wedgwood, I just thought, you know, that Modishaw second team with a, you know, a young professional or a young paid player in there, I thought, you know, we could compete at first team level. We've got a good side, we just need that little bit of killer instinct with the ball. We've got a lot of gifted young players and, you know, a few people that were come out the first team, etc. So yeah, just, you know, very quickly went from that second team mentality again back into the first team kind of mentality with the A team. And, you know, I think my memories of Modishaw A were, you know, up and down really, which mainly because it was that old adage of, you know, you're only as good as the first team were, and when the first team were doing well, we seemed to do well. But when they had a few missing, you know, we would obviously feel the knock-on effect of passing players up the chain, so to speak. So, you know, there's a little bit of frustration after a few years creeping in there. But, you know, that A team, really good memories of, you know, we won it a few times while I was there under my captaincy. It seemed to be, we'd get promoted from Division 3, relegated from 2, promoted from Division 3. So I had a few seasons of that kind of yo-yoing. But again, it was just that thrill of, it was more entertaining cricket. It was, you were playing against professionals and paid players. And, you know, when, apart from the weeks when we were missing several players, and, you know, that was never much fun going to places with three or four what you'd class as, you know, first teamers, if you like. Yeah, I was really, really enjoyed it, and I think I learned a lot about my own game, got my bowling back as well, because we were playing on the bottom pitch, offered a little bit more to the seamers. So, yeah, you know, it was a good time, and I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've never really, and I've spoken to you about this a couple of times, I never really, because of the rivalry I used to think probably had against Modishull back in the Dave Housley's and Chris Finch days, I never really sort of went down the Modishull route. I've been asked a couple of times, but it was just never something that I'd sort of considered really. But I know you've got really fond memories from it and got quite a few sort of lifelong friends from it really. So when you came to the point of wanting to sort of move on, what was the sort of the main catalyst of that? Because like you say, you'd enjoyed it and you'd done kind of different things. What was the sort of thinking behind moving on?
I think it was more of a, had a few different seasons of playing in the A team. And that was starting to become a little bit more frustrating. Just because of the reasons that I'd said, couldn't seem to keep them in Division 2 and keep that kind of, you know, the level I felt I was at was kind of that division. But because of the first team, like I say, when they won the Prem, we had a good side as well. And it just kind of kept yo-yoing. So the first team had quite a few people leave all at the same time, and Alex Sawley came into Modishull and became the captain there. So, obviously, with me and Alex being friends, I made a big push to try and get myself into the first team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did have a season, maybe a season and a bit, playing first team. But I think it kind of all just petered away, really, in the fact of playing back up on the top pitch, my bowling. I went from bowling every week to bowling when needed, because everybody in the first team back then could bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very, very good team. Just no standout players, really. Everybody could bat, everybody could bowl. I think I looked at the scorecard the other week, and like Nazikat Ali, obviously, who's, you know, been doing brilliant for Caverswall since he left Modishull, I think he was batting at like 10 and hardly bowling. And obviously now playing Division 1, Division 2, bowling 17 overs a week and batting number 4 or 5. So it shows the strength and depth that we kind of had. But yeah, I think, again, probably I was falling out of love with the game a little bit at that stage, just because I wasn't being as involved, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a conversation I had with Alex at the time. He said to me, a few people on selection are thinking of dropping you. We're looking at bringing in younger players. And I know, listening to Kelsey's podcast from last week, I think, you know, that's a great thing to want to push through young players and, you know, getting them when they're ready and when they're good enough, really. But I think it felt a little bit like I was being pushed out, and I was only, you know, about 25 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like, you know, oh, well, he's had his day, move on type of thing. And at the time, I just felt, I can remember feeling a bit aggrieved, because I think we were halfway through the season. I'd got a few, you know, a couple of hundred runs batting at 8 or 9. I think it was a 48, quick fire 48 at Blythe a few weeks before this conversation. And I didn't really understand why somebody who you're not bowling and batting number 8 and 9 and pitching in with 20s, 30s and the knock that I've just talked about would be considered to be dropped, you know, reason to be dropped, really. But I just kind of said to him, well, if that's how you feel about it, no worries, I'll just play in the 2s for the rest of the season. I'd already made my bed, really, to leave. I think I played a couple more games for the A team. Maybe the odd cup game on a Sunday, just kind of left at the end of that season, just because the A team had, you know, like I said, I felt like I couldn't take that any further, and then with the first team, for whatever reason, I just couldn't break in as a batter or a bowler, really, and just felt a bit aggrieved to be pushed to the side a little bit.
Yeah, okay, understandable. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of part two. When we come back in part three, we'll talk about moving into late 20s, early 30s of maturity and various different things, and where we both sort of moved to, and we actually came back to play cricket together. So thanks for listening to part two. If you've enjoyed it, please make sure you like, share, comment, wherever you've seen it, and I'll see you in part three.